You're listening to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And today, because Robin's on the
special podcast, you know how it is.
Yeah, because he's such a big IPA fan.
Yeah. Super IPA fan.
Yeah. He was begging me to put nothing but IPAs on this one.
Okay. So yeah. Let's hammer this one out today. So it's going to be a single, a triple, quadruple, and a quintuplet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I've got a 30%er.
It's going to be like Easter.
Robin's going to love this one.
he's so excited. Are you like, calm down, because you look really excited though.
Yeah, you're gonna see me like the Easter bunny hopping everywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay. I figured you're gonna do your excited dance too.
Yeah
we're gonna find out how hoppy these beers are gonna be today.
Oh yeah, definitely gonna find out.
Where are we traveling to today, Dan?
We are traveling to All My Friends Brewery, whom we featured before in the past. They are from Prince Edward County in Ontario, excuse me. I have friends, yeah.
All my friends.
All of them.
All of them.
All the imaginary ones.
Right.
They're cool though, they're great listeners. So yeah, these guys are All My Friends Brewery. We've had them before, they're fantastic. I don't think we've had one that we didn't like.
So far so good.
We've got a good lineup today. Unfortunately, one is an IPA, sorry.
Is this the brewery that sent us a beer?
No, this
is not the one.
Oh.
That one's forthcoming, hopefully in the next little while. So, we're working on getting that one.
So all my friends send beer.
Yeah, send beer. We want beer. Why not?
Well, send good beer.
Yeah, send. Well, I mean, they make good beer, so we don't have to worry about that.
First, contact us.
Yeah, contact us, and then there you
go. Like, subscribe.
There you go.
Speaking of, yes, like and subscribe. We're on YouTube. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. I think podcast platforms, we're on it. So follow, subscribe. That'd be amazing. In the meantime, let's get to this one. This one's called Radio Star. It is a hazy IPA. It is 6.5%.
It's a great song.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's singing it in my head.
Right now I am, too.
And there you go. The graphic on it is this, you know, singer with the radio as a head. And it looks like
Did they have to pay royalties?
No.
I don't think that's a picture actually from.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. So.
But not to worry. She's wearing some crazy orange frilly sweater there. But her
80s look.
80s look, and it looks like
like a mane, like a lion's mane.
They put the old school radio on top of her
orange robe.
It's kind of cool though.
It's different.
And I mean, if you look at it too in the light, you can see the sweater's kind of shiny. See that?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
It is. It's a really nice label.
Yeah, well done.
Different.
Definitely different. I'm going to give the label an 8.
7.5, guys.
Nah, I'll give it a 9. It's all the way around.
That's why you like it.
You look and you're like, whoa, what is that? Radio Star.
But it doesn't say IPA across the can.
It's a 9.
Still, he's giving it a 9. Okay, all right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Proud of you, buddy. Well, let's see what you give the actual the taste on this one.
Well, it better be exciting if it says Radio Star. Video killed the radio star.
We're going to find out right now, guys.
You want me to sing? Like, subscribe? I'll sing some more.
Yeah, it's very exciting to hear him sing. So he's
That's the best way to do it. Give him a taste.
When I graduated kindergarten, I knew how to sing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, so then you're perfect then.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you have nothing to worry about whatsoever.
I'm gonna quit my day job.
Well, you... if you want to quit your day job, I was going to say, you know...
Start singing.
I mean, quit while you're ahead, but... Okay, cool.
Brutal.
Stone fruit. This smells amazing.
Yeah, it smells fantastic.
Fruit. Yeah, the hops are there, though.
The hops are going to kick your ass today. Yep.
I'm getting some tropical notes. I'm going to get a little bit of pineapple. Possibly some mango, too.
Yeah.
Drink what you want.
And, yeah, a little bit of stone fruit as well. I like very the way nice it smells. Smell. It smells fantastic.
Murky looking.
Nice and hazy, yes.
Hazy.
And it's very yellow.
Yeah.
And we're going to drink this. Cheers.
Like a limoncello of some sort.
It's really nice.
Mmm. That's an interesting flavor.
Pretty fresh.
Juicy.
Very juicy. Kind of comes in waves a little bit. I got some of those tropical notes. I almost got like a little bit of melon in there too. Really, really good. Not very bitter. No. Robin?
Are we rating already? Or?
No, is it too bitter for you?
How do you feel about it? I feel like I'm drinking weed, marijuana, but
it's not.
He wouldn't like the.
But either way, that if Blood was, Brothers
one, that Blood Brothers one with the pineapple express terpenes, he would not. Oh,
that would have been bad. It had terpenes in it, and actually tasted like you were drinking it.
Yeah, it definitely did.
It wasn't the craziest beer in the world, but yeah.
But it was it was pineapple, coconut, and pineapple express terpenes. But anyways, this guy
looks like a hard one for you, Rob.
Are you having a hard time with it?
It's good. No, okay, after what we just drank upstairs.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we drank some serious beer prior to this.
Sorry,
but it's fine.
But yeah, I'm enjoying this guy. I'm gonna give it an 8.5. I think.
Yeah, this is a 8.5.
Yeah, this is a very solid beer.
8.5, hands down.
Really, really tasty.
Yeah, if you're into IPAs. A good flavor and everything else. Yeah, 8, I'll give it. But probably, 8.5, 9, I would say. It's a good beer.
Yeah.
Okay, but which number, though?
8. I'm going to say 8 because of me, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I can identify, or I can say it's good.
Okay, as long as you don't identify as like the it. Beer.
No, not yet.
I was hoping you yeah, I mean, you know, you can. I'm not going to, you know,
let's
judge you.
Let's not start on this shit. Okay, so the beer was good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We already know these guys have wicked ass beer, so.
Yeah, they do. And the next two look fantastic, but we'll get to those in a moment. We're going to hop into our.
Hit it up.
Yeah, we're going to hop into one of our snacks here.
Ooh.
This one is a 6-pack, but there's 6 small bags. We're just going to split one because obviously we're not going to eat all 6. This is from Jacob's. They're mini cheddars, smoky barbecue flavor. They look like Ritz crackers, but like cheddar flavored crackers, and I guess with a bit of smoky barbecue flavor in them. Packaging is kind of neat. It's just like the main package that all 6 were in. It's a burgundy background and it says mini cheddars in black letters, and it looks like it's kind of glowing or shiny because it's in front of the sun.
It pops out.
Yeah, it definitely pops out. It
looks, you know, it's a little mini bag. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's like 1, 2, and it's gone.
Yeah, there's a few in there.
I would definitely scan it with my Yuka app.
This is not good for you.
Let's see. you know what?
0.
I give this an 8.
7.5, guys. Just because this should have shown what it is on the inside. Like, a little bit more prominent.
Yeah, a little more. I mean, the crackers themselves, but... I
just right at the little corner.
Yeah, you want to know what you're eating. So, yeah, I'll say 7.
7, okay. Let's open it up and see what it's like.
We should get, like, little cards that say what we think. That way we can shuffle and then...
What are these things called? Cheesies?
Mini cheddars?
Not these ones, but the ones that we tend to
get. They smell like Ritz crackers, just cheddar flavor.
Ritz crackers, that's what it is.
Ritz. Oh, yeah.
Not as cheddary, though.
Not as cheddary, but...
You get a little bit of smokiness, but not like a ton.
It tastes like a... Tastes good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Even then, taste is not bad.
Yeah.
It's small. I don't know why I eat it, but okay, cool. I mean, maybe this with a piece of cheese or something?
Or some
meat or something, maybe?
You would need something with it because it feels like it's missing something, but...
It's devoid of flavor, yes.
Yeah, it's
like... yeah, it is a little bland.
You know what those are?
Maybe they're healthy.
In the Lunchables, they had that kind of cookie.
Yeah, they do.
And then you put the meat and cheese inside and then you eat it. So it's like a cracker. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, they are a little bland, though. I'd give them maybe a 7.
Maybe they are a healthy kind of cheese.
Yeah, if you open that bag, it'd be take you a while to finish it.
Yeah, they're really. They're
1 hour
really,
trip to work. There'll still be half the bag.
We'll have to scan and look at it, but I don't think it's going to be terrible.
7.
But still.
A 7.
Does it have a skew?
It should.
Probably on the main bag.
Oh, I'll scan it, and then if you send a message to Dan, he'll tell you what to scan.
Yeah, there you go. I'll let you know. I'll just send you back a number.
Perfect.
What are you thinking for these guys? What do you want to rate them?
6.
6, okay. Big fan.
Great rating.
Yeah, fantastic rating. You're just...
All out there today.
Yeah,
it's like a meh. I don't know.
There's not much to say.
They're okay. They're nothing special.
And this guy's from the UK, correct?
They are, yeah.
Okay, guys. So now we know what the UK is all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some UK snacks before in the past.
UK snacks have been home runs.
They've been pretty good. I mean, this it's not terrible. It's just not amazing.
Correct.
It's kind of like in the middle. I'm wondering if
it's healthy. We'll take a look afterwards.
If it's healthy, then yeah, I would be happy to eat more.
We'll take a look after.
We'll find out.
All right. Let's move on to our next beer.
Sure. I mean, we are on the BRS podcast.
We are, exactly. So This one, yes. This one's called Oddity.
Sounds odd.
Ooh, this is a caramel macchiato imperial stout.
Whoa.
Macchiato.
So imperial Robin's happy.
Stout. Yes.
It is 9% alcohol.
Ooh.
The label is...
blacked out.
Definitely a share beer. Share with your
friends.
It's
blacked out. It looks like it's two families on two sides of like a...
a wall of some sort.
I know, a floor. And it looks like there's... yeah, or a pillar. Or is there something coming out, like light coming out of the floor or something? I don't know.
Oh, wait. Did I have this in Thunder Bay?
They're looking at a thing that's beaming down, Dan. Something is beaming down.
Yeah, maybe it's beaming down.
Something's beaming down. They're all converged but
they're,
around
they're not,
the
yeah,
beam.
They're not looking up, though. That's why I'm wondering.
So they don't like need the to be looking macchiato? Up. They're looking down because
yeah,
it's beaming
this.
Down.
Okay. You've had
this
it before?
Is good.
Cool.
Yeah, I had this with you have? Sean.
He says he has.
Oh,
look at him. Proud of him.
Yeah, I ordered them and I shipped them up there. They showed up. The other brewery didn't.
Okay.
Was when we had that
they didn't show up, they didn't show up in time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll drink it and you can.
My memory serves me correct. I think Diana liked it.
All right. Well, see what this one's like.
We're gonna find out what it tastes like now.
What do you think on the label first?
8.
7.5 for me.
Once you actually sit there and look at it.
Yeah.
Nah, that label looks too bland. I wouldn't have picked it out.
Cheesed. Oddity?
Like a 6.
6, okay. Well,
I wouldn't have picked anything up.
Like sad.
But that being said, I mean, their beers are amazing, so I, you know, the label's a label. Okay.
The beer's going to be fantastic.
As long as the beer's good, yeah, exactly. Who cares, right?
Imperial Stout.
I know this one.
Imperial Stout, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah, pour that out. It's nice and, it's not very thick. It's pouring out nice and dark. But it's not a thick beer. And it's got getting little whiffs of the coffee, which is kind of cool. We are going to give it a shot, and Robin's going to see if he can live up to his word in it being really good. It's not very, doesn't seem like super carbonated either, which is great.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You smell a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Wow. Fernando's missing out on this, that's for sure.
It's like a drip.
Yeah, he's definitely missing on this. This smells fantastic.
This is crazy coffee. Macchiato.
Mm. Okay, I gotta drink this now. Let's do this. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Robin already had a sip. Cheater.
Uh-oh. It's okay.
Tastes just...
wait, hold on. You should go first.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. Do it.
Tastes like a coffee. Tastes like a cold coffee. Like a cold... coffee. This should be at Starbucks. Just the way it is. Nitro.
It's
cold.
It tastes like a cold coffee and you got a little bit of creaminess in it too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's really, really good. Yeah, like a creamy kind of aftertaste.
Imperial wise.
It's not overpowering either.
It doesn't taste that boozy.
If you pounded it, yeah, you would probably...
Maybe, but like it doesn't taste like it's 9%, but it's also the flavor itself isn't overpowering. Like you're not getting like a shit ton of coffee.
Correct.
You're getting the right amount. Yeah. Yep. This is really good.
This is kick-ass.
Yes, definitely.
9.
I totally was going to say the same thing. I'm definitely giving this a 9. This is really good. I would drink this any time of the day.
9.5.
9.5?
This is...
Yeah, because you can enjoy this. Whew. This isn't a pound beer. You just enjoy
it. No, you sit back and sip it and that's it. Yeah. But it's you don't want to like shoot this back just because it's so tasty.
Correct.
You want to like savor every moment that you got. So, yeah. Definitely worth it. Really, really good. Okay. Speaking of really, really good, I hope these ones are just
really,
as good.
Really good.
Yeah. This next snack is from our good friends in Australia.
Ooh, ooh.
Australia. Yeah. So far, you guys haven't disappointed with the snacks.
You guys
have
some bomb ass snacks, so we're gonna keep getting these things. And if you guys think that we should get more, or you guys know something that we don't know,
drop us a line. Let us know.
Exactly what Danny said.
That'd be amazing.
Let's talk.
So this guy here is called, they're Coconut Rough BBs. They're BBs. Made by Daryl Lee. Makes it better since 1927. Proudly Aussie made. That's awesome.
Love it.
100% locally sourced.
BBs.
Bad Boys.
Cocoa. What's that?
Bad Boys.
Sure. They look like basically, yeah, they look like little...
Robin eggs.
Robin eggs.
They're balls of chocolate. I guess they're balls of chocolate, coconut flavored chocolate, and it looks like there's a nice
BBs.
Shell. Yeah.
BBs.
So kind of like those Cadbury mini eggs is what it reminds me of, just a round version.
Cool.
So let's Well, actually, let's rate the label. So label, wow, I'm just so excited I want to try them. So it's the background, it's basically different shades of blue. Looks like almost like a spiral. You got the chocolates in the center. It says coconut rough BBs on the bottom. You pretty much know what you're getting into with this. This is pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to give this label an 8.
Yeah, 8 is a good number. It's dead on in your face. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, you totally know what you're getting. Nice blue swirls.
Yeah, it's and attractive in color as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know definitely. Why they're pink on the top, but.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like an Easter pink.
We're going to see how they actually taste and understand fully what the Aussies know that we don't know.
Ooh, okay. So they're kind of like a pale blue with the shell. So sweet. Similar to what it looks shell. Like. But they're big. They look like a,
Fucking
jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see.
Holy cow.
They totally
guys.
Look like jawbreakers. Okay, this is going to be interesting. Oh my gosh.
Shit, that almost fell on the ground.
They're crunchy as hell.
Good
but
pairing.
Wow.
These are amazing.
You always know best.
As you hear us crunching them.
This coconut. Shit is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Like, right amount of coconut, right amount of chocolate, and that crazy crunchy shell. It's really good.
Damn you guys. You guys got some good shit. We're going to get more of this stuff. Look at that. This one's really good.
Yeah, definitely we're going to get more stuff for sure.
Very unexpected.
Yeah, I'm giving this a 9.
9.5 because of the coconut.
Coconut kind of rules.
That was totally different than anything we've had, period, on the podcast and even outside of the podcast.
Yeah, very 9. Different. They're a little bit big, but whatever.
Eh, it was well worth it. I mean, they probably made it that big so that it's correctly made. And that when you chew it, it just goes really good.
It just works.
Really good.
It works. And I like that. The shell is like what I'm most surprised about because it's nice and it's hard. It didn't like, you know.
And it does go good with the beer.
Great pairing.
Well, stouts and coconut, man. That's how it works. Chocolate, coconut.
Chocolates, coconut.
Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. BBs.
Really, really, really awesome, guys.
Guys, if you guys are in Australia, let us know, eh? Because, like,
Do not throw these things.
If BBs are, like, this good, shit, we should be getting more.
Don't throw these things more from you guys.
Let us know. Mm. Let us know.
I just got a piece of coconut in my mouth there.
So
like,
oh, good.
I think the shell was
so good.
Made out of coconut.
Yeah, maybe.
So good.
I don't know. It was just really good, yeah. Like, wow.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting like it to be that big initially, and then when you crunch through it, you were like, wow.
Right?
Not just like, oh.
I mean, we got some other ones that look like kind of looked interesting, but this one I saw this one, I was like, okay, coconut and chocolate, you gotta try it. Like you can't put that aside.
Hopefully these guys make
these are all
varieties.
Premieres.
Yeah, probably. That's exactly.
For us?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's move on to our final beer for the evening.
Bada bing bada boom.
And this one is called Captain.
Captain Danny.
Yes. And this one as well is 9%. It is an Imperial Milk Stout with hazelnut and marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
And the label is actually kind of cool because it's black. Oh, by the way, the last can is, and this can as well, they're both black, like completely. The label is a black background. It says Captain in kind of like a silverish blue kind of color. It says in big letters down the side of the can. Again, if you want to take a look, check it out on YouTube because we have like some close-ups of them, so you'll be able to look at it. The
Captain is sitting on a...
I don't know if he's sitting on a bench
galaxy.
Or...
He's sitting on the galaxy.
Exactly. Sitting on a galaxy, yeah.
Something that's in the
back. A lot of swirling lines, different colors and whatnot. It's almost like, you know, if you got...
Time-lapsed.
Yeah, like a time-lapse. If you just wave the, you know, like a... strobe light or something
in the background,
yeah, or glow stick, sorry,
kind of mimics Earth moving through space.
Yes,
there you go.
It's a big hurdle,
yeah,
with a vortex
and he's got
all the different colors
and he's trying to go crazy and trying to get out of this vortex.
And he looks like he's got his hands up almost like he doesn't know what's going on
with all my friends, man.
Yeah, he's happy
to type.
You know, it's a cool label. I give us an 8.5.
Yeah, 9 is a good idea on this one.
That's pretty neat. Very abstract.
I'm
going to
give it a 9.5 because I know it's going to taste good.
Yes. The captain's always right.
The captain's approved.
You said marshmallow.
Yes. marshmallow. Marshmallow is a great time in a stout.
Traditionally, it's usually something that you never really taste too much of, but I'm really hoping you taste it in here.
And the last bunch of stouts I've had with marshmallow in them, I've been very, very impressed with. This one, I don't think is going to be an exception because they just make great beer. So I've got 100% faith in this beer. Let's put this down in our little stand. I will pass them over to you, and I'm going to take a sniff and see what it smells like. Okay. Interesting smell. Get a little bit of coffee notes.
Ooh, this does not have as much of a punch.
It's not as punchy because, yeah, it doesn't smell.
You can smell the marshmallow.
You can smell the marshmallow, and you can smell a little bit of the hazelnut, too.
Correct. This is, I think, a little bit lighter on the taste or the smell.
The smell, yeah,
overall.
Is.
The other one's more bold.
Yeah, I think that, well, I mean, coffee's almost like a natural deodorizer. You can't get away from it. Like, it's a strong smell, nonetheless, right?
True. But, I mean, I don't know. That was an Imperial, right? And this is just a stout.
No, this is an Imperial as well.
This is an Imperial as well. Okay, so it's a good
9%, man.
Good thing to try side by side.
Yeah, let's try it. Cheers.
Does not disappoint.
Nope, does not. You get some hazelnut. You get that marshmallow finish. It's almost like a sweet finish.
I don't know about that.
And you get a little bit of that chocolate kind of flavor.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I don't know. I think the last
one. Because it washes back.
I think the last one really screwed this one.
I really like this one. I don't know. I like this one.
I really like it too.
This is easy drinking.
Yeah, easy for sure. The other one has way more.
The other one just has flavor too much of it.
It's the coffee. It's the coffee. Does it.
I don't know. I like both equally, but I might actually give this a better rating because I do like that kind of sweetness at the end. It's almost like dessert-ish.
So what's your rating, Danny?
Giving this a 9.5.
Nice. This is a 9 on my end.
Yeah, 9.5.
This is really good. I'm enjoying it.
All the stouts. Both stouts.
I mean, both stouts have been, yeah. Both bolts have been awesome. This is really, really good. This is a... you get kind of a little bit of that hazelnut. You get a little bit of that marshmallow. Get almost like a chocolate kind of flavor to it with a little bit of...
And it tastes light. It doesn't taste like a 9.
Not at all.
At all?
Not at all.
No.
No.
No, like if you like, you know, if you like kind of stouts that are a little bit different and you drank this, but you didn't know what the percentage was.
You could even just look at the glass and enjoy the color of the beer itself.
And then once you try it and smell it, you're like, what the hell is this?
Cosmos.
Like, this is like unfathomable.
It's, this is really good. This is just
different. It's really good, guys.
This could be like one of my top five
all my
in terms of stouts.
Kick ass.
All your friends?
No, all my... What did I say?
All my friends.
Yes,
kick
all,
ass.
All my friends are kick-ass.
But speaking of which, we will wrap things up because we got to finish these beers considering we're just kind of sampling them and probably destroy those chocolate coconut BBs because those are just amazing.
The BBs. And we're going to find more of this nonsense from Aussieland because you guys are dope.
Yeah. Like, again, let us know what's up. If there's something you guys
like... Do
you
guys have any good beer there?
I'm sure they got some.
There's no trade war with them, right?
There's no trade war.
No, there's no trade war. So,
yeah,
hey. American Commonwealth. Or no, the British Commonwealth.
British Commonwealth.
There you go. But yeah, nonetheless, let us know if there's something that pops up. If you guys can think of a snack or whatever, we'll go out and get it. We'll feature it. And we'll
send suggestions.
We'll even give you a shout out. Yay.
But yeah, we'll give you a shout out. I mean, if you get us something as
something
good
really
as
good,
if you guys can think of something better than the BBs, we'll send you something.
Yeah,
we'll return the favor. I don't care where the hell you are.
Exactly.
If you're in Aussieland, we'll send you something. I don't even care. Find something that's better than BBs. We'll get it. We'll test them. And if they are, send you something.
I can't disagree anymore.
So like and subscribe.
Or any less.
Like
can't
and
speak.
Subscribe.
Yes, like and subscribe. So in the meantime, let's finish these beers. Again, good night, good day, whenever time you're listening. We really appreciate it. And enjoy it and keep on drinking.
Stay diligent, people. Stay diligent.
Drive safe.